As I walk to school every morning, I hardly recognize the old arch building. Heavy machinery, fences, and construction equipment surround the area. Loud construction noises can be heard blocks away. The city decided to modernize the old high school building, which has not been renovated since the 70s. Some students, such as myself, a junior, find the whole process bothersome and annoying, since our movements and activities are restricted.
It's been kind of a hassle to get around, and they've added a lot of like ridiculous rules, but to be honest, it's for a good cause, so.
I think it's a hassle, but you just gotta live with it.
I feel like it's really annoying, and it's hard to work sometimes with the noises that go on.
I mean, it's a pain for us seniors, because since it's our senior year, we don't really get to have the whole building.
They are very time-consuming, and they should have chosen a better time to work on these renovations.
However, the city has big plans for the new building. They plan to make it green. Some students feel that this is an outstanding idea.
I'm glad because being green is good, and we want to make the planet good.
I think that's great. I think the more we can do to try to make the planet a better place and reduce, you know, all the problems that we have.
That sounds like a good thing.
It's great. I mean, we want to be able to save energy and hopefully save some money.
I think it's pretty awesome, actually.
The principal, Dr. Chris Saheed, is confident that the new green building will not only help the environment, but it will also serve as a significant learning experience for students.
Well, I think there are huge benefits on a symbolic level, because here we have a public, an important public educational facility in the city, and it then becomes an opportunity to educate the rest of Cambridge about what are the benefits of going green.
What are some of the green elements of the building that stand out to you?
Well, I think, you know, certainly there's going to be, in a number of different ways, the electrical system, the air conditioning heating system, the green roof, the even the tiles, as I just found out, are going to somehow kick into this. So I think, you know, in as many facets as the construction materials and the technology permit, it's going to be green.
While so much time, money, and effort will be spent in renovating the building, some students, including myself, feel that the results are worth the trouble, because in the end, we will have one more green building to help our deteriorating environment. Hopefully, it will help to serve as a model for other schools in the greater Boston area to be more committed to the environment. For Terrascope Youth Radio, I'm Isham Hajros.